with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The second time was the charm for Republicans in the House.
In a historic rebuke of a sitting cabinet member, House Republicans used their narrow majority to impeach Secretary Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The effort to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border follows last week's embarrassing setback that came up votes short. Republicans say he willfully and systematically refused to enforce existing immigration laws and breached the public trust by telling Congress the border was secure. Critics say that falls far short of the Constitution's impeachment bar of high crimes and misdemeanors. The charges now go to the Senate, where a trial may be indefinitely shelved. Norman Hall, Washington.
The already thin Republican majority in the House is shrinking even more. Democrat Tom Suozzi has won a special election, Suozzi defeating Republican Mazie Pillip.
We are fighters. Yes, we lost, but it doesn't mean we're going to end here. I did.
Amen. Suozzi takes a seat left vacant by the ouster of Republican George Santos. Also at SRNnews.com, dangerous and un-American. That's how President Biden describes recent remarks by former President Trump.
The president is disgusted with Trump for saying he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO member nations that he thinks aren't paying enough in defense spending.
It's dumb. It's shameful. It's dangerous. It's un-American.
He condemned the former president's remarks, saying when America gives its word, it means something.
When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment.
And he vowed to uphold America's commitment to the alliance. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Watching Wall Street, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 82 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 97. S&P futures are up 18. This is SRN News. Another troubling report on the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barnett says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. New report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points to attacks against Christians, desecration of Christian sites. This is SRN News. Labor turbulence rocks the airlines.
Flight attendants are growing frustrated with the major airlines. At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Southwest flight attendant and union leader Corliss King says it's been a year since pilots got big pay raises.
We are not standing down any longer to substandard contracts, to substandard conditions, to substandard wages.
King says flight attendants haven't been rewarded for working through the pandemic and being responsible for passenger safety. What's the next step?
We are ready to take all available options that are afforded to us.
Last fall, flight attendants rejected a deal with Southwest. Airline strikes can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the president, or Congress. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of ride-hailing workers on strike today, picketing at the big airports. Organizers say it's a drive to get a better pay as well as benefits for the ride-hailing workers. More details at SRNnews.com.